How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life. Have you ever sat and wondered, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get my shit together? Or maybe you feel like you have your shit together, but you can't seem to break through to the next level. You find yourself cycling around your goals, not fully jumping in, committing, or maybe you're like me and you love a good challenge. So you jump all the way in and then feel the whiplash of your emotions, fear, judgment, shame, overwhelm. Why do some humans have this unbreakable resilience while others seem to run and hide from their emotional discomfort? This is the question I ask myself on a daily basis and the one I am determined to solve on this podcast. I'm here to ask the emotionally uncomfortable questions and help women thrive in all areas of their life. I'm a TEDx speaker, author of Dying to Be a Good Mother, and host of this podcast. I'm here to help women take radical responsibility for how they want to feel in all areas of their life so they can show their children how good life can feel. I started my career as a social worker, helping adults see and understand their children's behavior. But it wasn't until stage 4 cancer in 2013 that pushed me to take a deeper stand for change, uncovering how cultural expectations sabotage our dreams. I've been featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur, Real Simple, Google, MindBodyGreen, and more. And the number one question I get asked over and over again is, Heather, how do you do it all while having energy left over? Simple answer is, I don't. I plan my week in alignment with how I want to feel. And I want to show you exactly how to do this yourself. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/energy. Heatherchauvin.com/energy. I have some freebies over there for you. Videos, PDFs, bonuses. How to stop yelling, how to hold healthy boundaries, and the common reasons why women block their success. Let's dive in to today's episode. How to truly break the all or nothing mindset. All right, ladies, I'm back. And today I'm actually going to be sharing a clip with you from one of our mastery coaching program calls. There's a call that we do every month called Mastering Resistance. And inside our community, we have one big community with our mastery business clients and our mastery clients, because I believe that personal problems become business problems and business problems become personal problems. So it doesn't matter if you are a woman in business or if you are a woman in corporate or a stay-at-home mom or whoever you are, this is all about feeling in alignment with how you want to feel in your personal and professional life. So why do we even need to understand and master our resistance? Because if you're not understanding emotional intelligence, your fear, your guilt, your overwhelm, your brain is going to run your life and you are not going to be living in alignment. And this all or nothing pattern is killing people. It's killing our dreams. It's killing our bank accounts. It's literally killing our relationships and us physically, mentally, and spiritually. And so if you are burnt out from the last 2 years, just know that change is possible, but you got to be willing to change. So inside today's podcast, I talk about that internal thermometer.
And I always ask people, how good can it get? How good can you feel? But that's typically not where our brains are hanging out all day, every day. So dive into today's episode. Let me know what your big aha moments are. I want to connect with you personally. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin. It's spelled C-H-A-U-V-I-N. You can find me there. Send me a private message and let me know. You are not alone. And I hope this episode today is of service to you. Mastering resistance is one of my favorite topics because it, to me, this is the work. Right? This is the work that we have to do. We think we need a strategy. We think we need more motivation, more XYZ, like all of those stories that you tell yourself of, if I just did this then, or when this happens, then I will feel. But in reality, when you learn to master your emotions, when you learn to master fear or resistance, this is where the magic happens. And for many, many years, you know, we buy into beliefs or stories, maybe stories that have been put upon us that we're not good enough in some capacity, the good enough stories, but also the stories around, you know, cultural expectations. So there's a lot that gets in the way. And then of course there's, family trauma and just so, so much. So going into today, I want us to really just give ourselves permission that you are not your brain. You are not your brain. You are not your trauma. You are not cultural expectations. You are not all these things that are put upon you. You are not even your thoughts. Okay? When you think about it, it's just a thought. It's a like an organ in your mind. And when you can separate yourself of like me, Heather, like who is Heather? I'm a soul having a human experience, right? I'm going all the way there today. I am a soul having a human experience in this physical body. Like I am not my skin. I am not my hair. I'm not my beautiful Angry Bird eyebrows that just got tinted yesterday and need to calm down. I am me. I'm just like, I'm a soul having a human experience. Why do I enjoy one thing and someone else enjoys something else? This is what makes us unique, but this self-development, self-awareness journey is why you are all here. So when you are met with resistance, hear me when I say this, when you are met with resistance, understand that the journey is to like deepen your connection and your relationship with resistance, your relationship with fear, your relationship with overwhelm. So I know some of you are seasoned in here and you'll send me a Voxer and you'll say, I'm stuck. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. And what is my typical response? I'll wait until you post in the chat or unmute yourself. What's my typical response? What's coming up? Yep. What else would I say? If you knew what to do, what would it be, right? Or what would you do, right? So it's really about what would you do if you trusted yourself? It's really about like ultimately my goal and everyone's goal here is like, I want you to leave knowing that if shit hits the fan, whatever happens to you, you have the skill to say, I am here emotionally and I know how to get out of it. You still may need guidance. You may need help. You may need, you know, to call your emotional support person. You might need, you know, next level coaching. But what I want you to do is to first always ask yourself, like you could say, what would Heather do? Some people say they hear my voice all the time, but I really just want you to think about, okay, I'm overwhelmed. Overwhelm is a symptom. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do, right? What happens when we say we don't know what to do? Typically, we blame somebody else or we seek external validation. So it's the practice of going within. Okay, if I Right now I don't know what to do. But if my friend was in the exact same situation, what would I tell her or him or them? If I think, if kind of like Cass said, if I trusted myself, what would the answer be? So this little tiny, like moment, right, where you're reacting and then projecting, that moment right there in the middle, that is where you are mastering being emotionally uncomfortable. And you're like, I am not my brain. My brain is doing its thing, maybe from past experiences, maybe from overwhelm, but really it's just like, freaking out, or my body's freaking out. And it's my responsibility. It's my responsibility in every single moment to take responsibility and to say, okay, if I think I know what to do, what would that answer be? Then I can consult something, someone. But when you're acting in a crisis state, you will always attract crisis. Write that down. When you are acting in a crisis state, you will always attract crisis. So I want to read this quote to you. It's from The Big Leap. So Gay Hendricks, and I know I just told somebody to read that. I'm a huge fan of the book. Each of us has an inner thermostat setting that determines how much love, success, and creativity we will allow ourselves to enjoy. When we exceed our inner thermostat setting, we often do something to sabotage ourselves, causing us to drop back into the old familiar zone. Now I'm going to say something else, and I want to see a whole bunch of holy shit moments. To drop back into the old familiar zone when we felt secure, safety, comfortable. So sometimes people wonder, you know, being in debt is not like quote unquote healthy, even though that's debatable. But if all you've known is debt and all your parents have known is debt and generational stuff, that's your inner thermostat. If all you've known is abusive relationships, that's safety. That's comfortable. If all you've known is feeling like shit and being wildly anxious, that is cozy. If all you've known is making a 6 or 7 figure take-home salary, and all of a sudden you're starting this new endeavor from zero, you're going to freak out. Even though technically you have enough to pay your bills, but you have to shift your lifestyle a little bit. It's not about the money. It's not about the relationships. It's not about any of this or the action that you have to take. It's about the psychological safety and feeling secure and comfortable, right? So how many of you, show of hands, you are taking wild action, like uncomfortable action in one area of your life, and then all of a sudden notice in another area, like, wow, I'm emotionally eating. I'm starting to do something else that makes me feel comfortable. I'm hoping that if you're human, you're going to raise your hand, okay? If you're human, you're going to raise your hand, because I observe my behavior all the time where I'm gaining momentum somewhere. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is boring now. Like, this is easy. This is comfortable. Like, I've managed this. So let's just blow it up. So I'm going to give you an example. This morning, so right after this call, it's the weekend, we have something planned. And so this morning I was making, and I've also decided, that's a whole other conversation, my new endeavor of 75 hard. And I'll talk about it on the podcast and in the Why Not You group. But I was like, Heather, you have a lot of time this morning. Just go to the gym. You have your thing this morning, get it done. Like 45 minutes, just get it done. But what do? I'm like, let's just procrastinate. It's the weekend. Like, I start telling myself those stories of like, move slow, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you don't have to move slow, Heather. Like, your whole lifestyle is slow. Like you have slow mornings, like you're good. You're not in a crisis state. You're not freaking out. Like that, using that tool right now, you know, the like, I'm going to say the feminine energy of like, it's the weekend, allow slow mornings. That would be sabotage for me because that's not something I need right now. And I don't need to hustle. I don't like grind either, but I also didn't get up at 5 o'clock this morning and go to the gym. I went at like 9. So I still had a slow morning. I still took my time getting out of bed. I like read a little bit. I actually did a little journaling and writing and preparing for this. I ate, like I was very slow, but I wanted to drag it out and convince myself that I needed slow, more slow. And I knew it was a form of procrastination. Does that make sense? So then I had to trip up my brain because I'm like day 14, no coffee. So then my excuse was I need a coffee to get the energy so I can have that boost to motivate me to get out the door. And I was like getting annoyed with myself. I'm like, just get your shit on. Just walk out the door. Like just drive to the gym. In my head, I'm like, just drive to the gym. I don't even care if you work out today, Heather, just drive to the gym. Then I got there and I'm like, okay, just do 20 minutes. So this is real time what I have to do with my own damn resistance. It's observing these behaviors within yourself and saying, huh, interesting. Okay. I could observe how I was going to sabotage myself. And then what would have happened is after this call, I would have shamed myself, not even felt guilty. It would have been full-blown shame. And it would have been another little checkbox for why I'm a shitty human and I never follow through with my goals. Can anyone identify with that? Yeah. So I would have been, because we all know what it feels like just to add another little notch to the shame bucket when you're like, oh, I did it again. Like, why even try? Like, I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of crap. And then you know what I would have did? I would have projected that onto my family and the spiral would have continued. So what I had to do mentally was actually take myself off the hook from perfection. And I literally said to myself, I don't even care if it's perfect. Just go to the gym and like do 5-pound weights. Just get there. Get your brain on the circuit that you don't break promises to yourself. So there's a lot of science behind habit formation, but you have to, and I am not a science geek, but I know there's a lot in here and just, you know, pour resources into the Facebook group. I know there's a lot of like really good podcasts from like neuroscience and, you know, the habit formation, which is why we really encourage with your mentors to do micro habits. And then the pattern is typically that once that gets easy, you all of a sudden want to change your habit because that's the feedback we get from our mentors. They're like, my mentee will not like maintain the same micro habit. Like she just like, boom, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. But if you can do the same thing over and over and over again, like just drinking your liter of water, as soon as you wake up, you're like, oh, that's no big deal. I'm not suffering when I do that. But this is what it is the self-coaching of looking at your resistance to wanting to always change shit when you just have to hang on long enough for the magic to show up. So it's the unlearning at the same time. So going to the gym today, I didn't die, but also like I barely even sweat. I just come back. I'm like, I got it done. And I'm actually super proud of myself for not sabotaging that. So I'm going to read this quote again, and I want you to really sink into your vision. Module 2. I want you to sink into your vision of what you want and desire. And it could be 30 days from now. It could be 5 years from now. It could just be like, I don't want to yell anymore. I don't want to feel like shit. I don't want to break promises to myself. It doesn't have to be this big grandiose vision for what you want and desire. And I want you to pay attention to where you notice your inner thermostat. because that's what we're going to talk about today. Each of us has an inner thermostat setting that determines how much love, success, and creativity we allow ourselves to enjoy. When we exceed our inner thermostat setting, we often do something to sabotage ourselves, causing us to drop back in to the old familiar zone where we feel secure. So this is when people say, I want to make this much money. I want to grow my business here. I want to create more connection with my children. I want to feel more connected in my partnership. I want to respect my body and get out of this like all or nothing. It's that moment when you can feel you're at the top of your inner thermostat. Oh, that's enough love. I hear that all the time from people. I'm like, do you feel complete? They're like, yep, I feel complete. I'm like, oh, I see a next level for you. They're like, no, I'm good. I'm like, well, do you have the support to continue that? Like, do you feel solid? Yeah, yep, I'm good. 6 months later, they're back in my inbox. And I'm like, you should have just fucking continued. And they're like, well, I wasn't in a crisis state. I was like, this is feast or famine. This is why you go in a crisis state. When shit is going good, that's when you keep investing. It's not when shit is bad, you keep investing. And then you go like this. This is why everyone, you know, I don't know, like they monetize or market like juice as a fat loss supplement, because people will not maintain the healthy habits of just wanting to eat regular whole foods. So now they have to advertise like whole foods as like disease prevention, because people wait. They're so used to feeling like shit that they wait until they're in a crisis state to do something. So the goal here, if you want to win the long game, is to get out of the crisis state, right? The survival mode, in the state of momentum. And if you're in the state of momentum, you all know what I'm talking about, right? My little pyramids. So we have survival, momentum, thrival, and then creative abundance. When you are out of the state of survival, which most people are conditioned to stay there, you're in a state of momentum. And then you're like, I'm good. I can stop now. But that's where you have to maintain. Maintaining is boring as fuck. Maintaining connection, maintaining like drinking your water, maintaining consistent habits, morning routine. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be a lot. It's just like little checks to make yourself proud. No one likes maintenance. Maintenance is boring. Maintenance is not sexy. So that's what we're here to do, is to ultimately break those patterns in your brain to gain that momentum.
There it is. You just listened to the Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast. If you want to take this conversation to the next level, head on over to our private Facebook group community, heatherchauvin.com/Facebook. My last name is spelled C-H-A-U-V-I-N. That's heatherchauvin.com/Facebook. Comfortable. I truly believe the better we feel, the more alive we become, this is how we are going to change the world. And if you've been watching me for a while, if you've been on the fence and you're curious, how can Heather help me? Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/work with me to check out my mastery and mastery business coaching programs. That's heatherchauvin.com/work with me. This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community, My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store. So you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable Journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.